Passage 2. A Change in Women's Life.
Now listen to the passage.
The important change in women's life pattern has only recently begun to have its full effect on women's economic position. Even a few years ago, most girls left school at the first opportunity, and most of them took a full-time job. However, when they married, they usually left work at once and never returned to it. Today, the school leaving age is 16. Many girls stay at school after that age. And though women tend to marry younger, more married women stay at work at least until shortly before their first child is born. Very many more afterwards return to full-time or part-time work. Such changes have led to a new relationship in marriage, with the husband accepting a greater share of the duties and satisfactions of family life, and with both husband and wife sharing more equally in providing the money and running the home, according to the abilities and interests of each of them.
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
The important change in women's life pattern has only recently begun to have its full effect on women's economic position. The important change in women's life pattern has only recently begun to have its full effect on women's economic position. Even a few years ago, most girls left school at the first opportunity, and most of them took a full-time job. Even a few years ago, most girls left school at the first opportunity, and most of them took a full-time job. However, when they married, they usually left work at once and never returned to it. However, when they married, they usually left work at once and never returned to it. Today, the school leaving age is 16. Many girls stay at school after that age. Today, the school leaving age is 16. Many girls stay at school after that age. And though women tend to marry younger, more married women stay at work at least until shortly before their first child is born. And though women tend to marry younger, more married women stay at work at least until shortly before their first child is born. Very many more afterwards return to full-time or part-time work. Very many more afterwards return to full-time or part-time work. Such changes have led to a new relationship in marriage. Such changes have led to a new relationship in marriage. With the husband accepting a greater share of the duties and satisfactions of family life. With the husband accepting a greater share of the duties and satisfactions of family life. And with both husband and wife sharing more equally in providing the money. And with both husband and wife sharing more equally in providing the money. And running the home, according to the abilities and interests of each of them. And running the home, according to the abilities and interests of each of them.
The last reading.
The important change in women's life pattern has only recently begun to have its full effect on women's economic position. Even a few years ago, most girls left school at the first opportunity, and most of them took a full-time job. However, when they married, they usually left work at once and never returned to it. Today, the school leaving age is 16. Many girls stay at school after that age, and though women tend to marry younger, more married women stay at work at least until shortly before their first child is born. Very many more afterwards return to full-time or part-time work. Such changes have led to a new relationship in marriage, with the husband accepting a greater share of the duties and satisfactions of family life, and with both husband and wife sharing more equally in providing the money and running the home, according to the abilities and interests of each of them.